Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. Each year, about 250,000 people come to Canada to start a new life, and a significant percentage of them are or hope to be entrepreneurs. Starting your own business is tough no matter who or where you are, but that task is even tougher for new Canadians who often face linguistic and cultural barriers, not to mention the lack of established professional networks in their new country. But help is out there, and some of it is on the phone with me right now. Roger Pierce is the founder of NewcomerStartup.com, a Toronto-based consultancy specializing in immigrant startups. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you, Ian.
Also joining me is Royson Ng, president of Samtac Incorporated, a distributor of computers and consumer electronics based in Markham, Ontario. Royson emigrated to Canada from Malaysia in 1991, joining Samtac 8 years later. Royson, thank you for joining the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you.
So, Roger, this is a difficult question to answer, but I'll let you take your best shot. How big is Canada's immigrant entrepreneur sector?
An excellent question, Ian. We're very fortunate here in Canada. We've got about 250,000 people immigrating to this country every year. And of that number, about 16% or 40,000 become entrepreneurs. And of course, it's growing continuously, and I think it's one of the fastest growing segments of the small business market.
Now, Roger, in your view, and very briefly, what do you feel are the top three challenges that new Canadians face when trying to establish their own business?
You know, it's interesting. Entrepreneurs face a lot of challenges, let alone being new to the country. So unsurprisingly, newcomers face a multitude of challenges. And those typically include, you know, learning how to run a business in the first place. A lot of them have experience running businesses in their own countries, but a lot of them don't. So they're learning how to do that first and foremost here. Then they have to learn how to navigate our laws and our resources, understanding all the different Canadian rules and practices, et cetera. And then finally, the biggest challenge, too, for them is the cultural differences, you know, how to do business with Canadians.
Now, Royson, you didn't launch Samtac when you came from Malaysia in 1991, but you did have to establish yourself as a new Canadian. What challenges did you face in the business world?
I think, firstly, with no Canadian experience, it's hard to find a job, and let alone start a business without a good understanding of the market needs and the culture. And secondly, I think past work experience and education does not help, but my positive attitude kept me going with a motivation to learn more.
And Royson, what resources did you find valuable when you were trying to establish yourself as a business leader in Canada and grow Samtac? You know, did you have a professional network? Did you find associations that you could work with? What helped you get through it other than your own perseverance?
As the company grows faster than the people and hiring process become a necessity, and the people skill, particularly the management, you know, become more obvious to run the business. And this process has helped us to grow our business by expanding our business from computers business to consumer electronics, food business, and furniture, and so on and so on. And I think Samtac continues to give back to the community by going job shadow, co-op student, hiring more immigrants that give us great attitude, and as a result, contribute to a lot of efficiency and export market opportunity. And, of course, you were saying that in 2006, Samtac won this Entrepreneur of the Year award from the Association of Chinese Canadian Entrepreneurs. And I think this helped me, definitely. It helped me to get the networking going. And also, we established a company culture, which I call 5F. First is F is fast, focused, flexible, friendly, and fun. That drive us to the next level. I think this really gave me a lot of opportunity to expand my business.
So it really sounds like you focused on the business fundamentals while you were in Canada. And of course, business fundamentals transfer into any culture in any marketplace. Roger, you are one of the providers of resources to help new Canadians start their own business. So what other resources exist out there that you might recommend? And secondly, where does your particular business, NewcomerStartup.com, fit into this mix?
We're very lucky in this country and to have a lot of great resources available, many of them provided by different levels of government. I'd say for a newcomer entrepreneur, the first place I would go is reach out to your local enterprise center. You can usually find one attached to your city hall. These are free drop-in centers where you've got free consultations from business experts, resources, seminars, and workshops. Second and most important resource, I think, is online, and that's the federal government's website, canadabusiness.ca. Pretty much a hub for everything you need to know about starting and growing a business in Canada. The third most important resource I would mention is your own community. You know, we're lucky here in Canada to have so many different people from different countries. So there is an Indian-Canadian Chamber of Commerce, for example. And if you were from that area, I would say you'd want to hook up with people from your own community because they're a source of support.
Roger, that's great advice. And Royson, you did mention earlier that you became a member of the Association of Chinese Canadian Entrepreneurs. You won their Entrepreneur of the Year award in 2006. Would you recommend that other immigrant entrepreneurs join an organization like the ACCE?
Most definitely. I recommend ACCE as an organization because it provides a platform to help to recognize many successful entrepreneurs in Canada. And the place that you can meet the role model and the business forum, networking events on a monthly basis, encourage members to do business with their members. You know, plus we have a lot of major banks, Walmart, Canadian Tire, Staples as our member. ACC also provide a welcome kit to new immigrants to if they want to start up business. We actually provide a free for charge for that as well.
Now, Royson, one of the things that a lot of immigrant entrepreneurs do in Canada, because we have such strong and vibrant immigrant communities here, a lot of entrepreneurs will leverage those communities and they will do a lot of business within those communities. But I guess there may be a risk that they will become so dependent on the expatriate community that they will deprive themselves of opportunities to broaden their business and serve other ethnographic communities. Do you see that as a risk? And have you, as a member of the Chinese business community in Canada, seen Chinese entrepreneurs who are sticking perhaps too closely to the Chinese community?
I think initially this is what they would do, since this is very natural for them. See? But Canada is in a multicultural society, and new Canadian immigrants would need to adapt to this Canadian culture, and I usually call them burn the bridge. If they burn the bridge where they came from, they will be much easier to integrate into the mainstream marketplace, which is, I think, maybe 10 times larger than their own community. You see.
And Roger, in your experience, have you seen immigrant entrepreneurs who might be sticking a little bit too closely to their own ethnocultural community?
I think, as Royson was saying, you know, you're right. There's always that danger of getting too comfortable within our own familiar circles. But I think most entrepreneurs new to the country are striking a delicate balance, Ian. I think they're engaged appropriately in their own communities, but they're also enjoying meeting new people who are born and raised in Canada. So I'm seeing a pretty healthy mix.
Royson, what in closing would be your best advice for a new Canadian entrepreneur?
I think firstly, to understand the culture and the marketplace, I do recommend to work for someone first and to gain some experience. Don't rush into anything. Otherwise, you need to do a lot of feasibility study on the business that you want to get in. Today, there's a lot more resources in all this government enterprise. Take advantage of them and be successful with it and have a good, positive attitude.
Royson, that's great advice. Thank you. Roger, finally, what would be your best advice for any recently arrived immigrant to Canada who wants to start a viable business?
I would say my advice to a newcomer is take your time and do it properly. Like I say to any entrepreneurs that I train or advise, write that business plan. It's doubly important if you're new to this country and not quite sure how things work here. And as I mentioned, there's lots of available resources to help you do that. I'd also say, you know, do your part to learn about Canadiana and our different cultural ways and nuances, because that's going to make it easier for you to do business with Canadians. But at the same time, nothing wrong with being true to your own heritage and being true to the way you know how to do business. So again, advocate a mix of both approaches.
Roger and Royson, thank you very much for joining the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Roger Pierce is the founder of NewcomerStartup.com in Toronto, and Royson Ng is the president of Samtac Incorporated, based in Markham, Ontario. That's it for this episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com/coach, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit the BMO Smart Steps for Business community at BMO.com/smartbusinessowners. That's all one word, smart business owners. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.